Good morning, and welcome to the 9th Scientific Symposium Stem Cell Meeting on the Mesa. I'm Roger Bingham. I'm co-founder and director of the Science Network, and I also hang out here in the Computational Neurobiology Lab at the Salk. Housekeeping thing, if you've got cell phones, would you please put them on stun? I wanted to actually start just a couple of brief remarks before we get to Randy. This meeting had its origins. Let me show you what this room looked like, this auditorium, almost exactly 10 years ago on October the 4th, 2004. This was the public launch meeting of the Science Network. It was done a month before Proposition 71 founded the taxpayer money that set up CIRM. And we did the meeting on stem cells, science, ethics, and politics as the crossroads, as you can see. And there was an interesting panel. I was hugely helped in this by Larry Goldstein. And I'd like to very quickly publicly acknowledge Larry for having all the amazing things he's done for stem cells over the years. Thank you. From left to right, that's John Gearhart, Jamie Thompson, Irv Weissman, Susan King, Larry Goldstein, Rusty Gage, and then Cerian Wilmot at the end, who cloned Dolly the sheep. Forget the guy with the mic. This is Colin Blakemore here, who was originally at the from England, the Medical Research Council. He's now Sir Colin Blakemore. That's Alan Trounson. Next to him is Dwayne Roth. And after we'd done this meeting, and in fact, this meeting was largely set up through the help of Dwayne Roth, who's the CEO of Connect. He died tragically last year in a cycling accident. And Larry and Joe Panetta, who ran Biocom. Terry Sanofsky is the head of the Computational Neurobiology Lab here, chair of the Science Network's advisory board, was also here. Larry gave a talk. Preparing for the talk were Rusty Gage, Irv Weissman, Jamie Thompson. I assume these names are meaning something to you, right? Just legends, right? Irv, and again, the panel that I mentioned to you before. This was Rusty doing a little quick talk on early days of stem cells. Another picture of Rusty, and Ian Wilmot apparently said something that made Larry laugh. I'm not quite sure what it was at this remove. And we also had an ethics panel. That's Bernie Siegel, by the way, who now runs the World Stem Cell Meeting. We don't have ethics panels anymore, but the ethics hasn't gone away, and we interject that as we go along in these meetings now. So that's how we started. The second thing that I wanted to mention is that after we'd done this meeting, Larry and Joe and Dwayne and Rusty Gage, we all got together and thought about starting a stem cell meeting on the Mesa. So this is a result of that, and this is the 9th scientific meeting. Two other points I want to make. This is the October the 28th is the centennial of the birth of Jonas Salk. So that's something else I wanted to note as we're going along. And the third thing is that in the UT San Diego, this last weekend, there was a couple of comments by congressional candidates. And one of them mentioned at great length, he described San Diego as a military town. And that's true, certainly is a military town, but I kind of like to think that it should now be thought of as, certainly the Mesa, as a science town, a research town, a genomics town, stem cell town, biotech town, and increasingly a brain town. I think we're becoming a global neuronexus. So I'm very happy about that. I'm glad you're all here. As you walked in, you probably walked past the steps there where there's a phrase of Jonas's, which said that hope lies in dreams, in imagination, and in the courage of those who dare to make dreams into reality. So welcome, and let's dream on.